Thursday, 21. We're back. Good morning. Cloudy sky. Get this day and week going. 35 degrees. As promised, she is in with our one last report on recycling from Saturday's take. Brianna Koval. Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing? Hey, first, the river.
Yes, the river.
12.4 is what I saw last check.
Yep. So their predicted crest for this thing keeps going down, okay. Which is kind of nice because it was at, like, I think the crest was projected to be like 13.5 from this rain event. Now it's down under 13. So we'll see. The rise has been slowing a little bit because I think the ground is taking in a lot more than probably anticipated. So we'll see what happens. But honestly, that's not a big interruption around here if the river hits 12 feet. So it just kind of is what it is.
By the sound of everybody's sump pumps around town, I've heard this from a lot of people. I take it the ground is thawing out and yet the frost is coming out.
I think the frost has been gone for a little while. Mine runs about every 12 minutes.
Right now, it's just continuous.
Crazy.
So, yeah, it's the season.
But it's going to be a dry week.
Yeah.
Next chance of rain, I think, is on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that will give us a chance to dry out and highs in the 40s and into the 50s and into the 60s even. So I think it'll be a different world for us by this coming weekend.
Well, and again, we're fortunate because compared to other places that are experiencing some crazy flooding, we're doing okay.
Right. Absolutely. And not even too far north of here, they're experiencing some crazy flooding. So I think we should be really fortunate and thankful that we're coming through the way we are. So.
Right. All right. And you'll tell us if things change.
Oh, absolutely.
Be one of the first people we hear from. Let's talk recycling.
Yes.
Let's talk Saturday. What happened? What went on?
It was crazy.
Crazier?
Yes.
Or craziest?
I think you could say craziest.
Okay.
So we were open from 8 until noon, which is 4 hours. We did 4,687 pounds.
That's a lot of aluminum, folks.
Yes. I'm sure those guys were just wrecked by the end. By the time noon came around, I'm sure they were just wiped out. And I know they didn't get out of there until 12:30 because there was a load that came in just at noon and it took about a half hour to unload. But it was a great day. I think that's the biggest day we've had all month long. So that's pretty amazing. Unfortunately, it happened in a four-hour period, so those guys are pretty tired. But it ended our month at 33,154 pounds.
And what was your goal again?
30,000.
Okay.
Yep. So we've collected, we're only 10,000 pounds short of last year's annual total at this point. So I think it's going to be a good year for aluminum.
That is crazy.
It is. Yeah. We've taken in just this month, the amount that we took in almost all last year. That's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
And we talked about it too. Now the premiums, the month of May, obviously not going to be quite as stellar, right?
Yeah, it's dropping a little bit.
Okay.
So I'll tune you in.
All right, yeah, yeah.
60 cents a pound.
When you come back on Friday, we can talk more about it.
Well, it's May.
Yeah.
60 cents a pound.
That ain't bad. That's still not bad. That compared to where it was, yeah.
So the premium is still good. Will we see the huge loads coming in like we did in April?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Because most people were ready to get rid of it by then.
Right.
Will we still be busy? Probably, because 60 cents is still, that's a really good premium.
Right.
Maybe the markets will stay that well throughout the summer. Maybe they won't. I'm not sure. But if you didn't turn in your aluminum yet, you can still do it in May, and I'll still pay you 60 cents a pound, 62 cents if you have over 100 pounds. So if you drug your feet and you didn't make it, bring it in.
So I ran into a lady at one of the grocery stores. She said, I heard you talking about with Brianna about the aluminum. Now, she said, I don't really know. Is recycling open year-round? I believe it is. It isn't just the month of April and then they close.
Correct. Some people think we're only open in April and that's why they bring all their stuff in. No, we are open year round.
Okay.
On Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we do cut our Saturdays off in the summer just because it's so slow.
Sure.
So we do 10 to 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Saturdays, 8 until noon. When we switch to summer hours later after Memorial Day, then we are 10 until 8 Tuesdays and Thursdays and closed on Saturdays.
Okay. But still open.
Yep.
And still, again, if you've got you got a truckload of aluminum, you can bring it in there on those days.
Yeah, absolutely. Year round, you can bring that stuff in. Don't think that it only has to be in April. And we're coming to a special time of year in recycling. It is household hazardous waste collection starting this month.
Talk a little
Everybody
bit about that.
Everybody wants that.
That is huge because there's so many people. It's like, I know I can't just throw this out.
Correct.
You know, but this is the time when you can actually get rid of it.
Right. We only do our household hazardous waste collection the third Wednesday of the month, May through September. So it's only those summer months that we collect. And it's 10 until 2, that third Wednesday. So I think that ends up being May 18th. But that's when you can get rid of all of your paints, adhesives, solvents, chemicals, pesticides, strippers, varnishes, stains, lithium batteries, you name it, we'll take it.
Well, that is huge because, I mean, how many garages do you look in and go, why don't you get rid of this stuff?
Right?
Or people that go, oh, you know, I've had paint and pesticides in here and you know, whatever. For like the past 10 years, it's like, get rid of it.
Right? They're not good anymore.
No.
Get rid of it. We can get it disposed of properly. Same thing with spray paints. Gosh, people have so many spray paints.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. The people will bring in boxes full of aerosol cans of anything. I mean, WD-40, spray paints, like those compressed air canisters. We see those sometimes.
Okay.
Just all sorts of weird stuff. And you're thinking, why have you been sitting on this for 30 years? Bring it to me. I'll get rid of it for you.
Do you see strange things showing up there? Like, you know, we talk about aluminum. You didn't see a bike this year.
Not yet. Not yet. We've been really busy, so those bins around the county are all getting emptied within the next week or so, so something might fall out still.
But still, nothing really weird showed up during the month of April,
no,
like we thought it was going to.
It didn't, but there's still time.
There's still hope.
There's still time.
Holding. Now, my question, like with the paints and the solvents and stuff, do you get weird things, too, that people shouldn't be throwing out there but do? And it's like, well, this really isn't hazardous.
You know, not really. And sometimes we'll just give it back to you and say, this can go in your trash can at home.
Okay.
And send them on their way, and then they'll throw it away themselves.
Right.
But we do get some weird stuff that comes in, like chemistry sets. We still get mercury thermometers that
Seriously.
Come in. Last summer, we had a small bottle of mercury that somebody had. I'm like, where'd you find this? It was in Grandpa's basement. I don't even know why he had it, because people had stuff like that.
Right.
And you can always tell when somebody is cleaning out Grandma and Grandpa or Mom and Dad's house because they no longer live there or they passed on, because it is weird stuff that doesn't have labels. It might be 50 or 60 years old, and you're thinking, how did this not rot out of the can already? But we'll take it.
Right.
Yep. We can figure out what to do with it.
Okay.
Otter Tail County
okay.
comes over and helps us with that. And
how nice is that?
Yep, absolutely. So we'll take it. Third Wednesday of the month, May 18th, 10 until 2 over at the Recycling Center.
And congratulations, folks, on bringing in that aluminum and just having a stellar, stellar April Earth Month and Earth Day. And just made it fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so much money we gave out. So much. I wish I did the math before I got here. But we're talking about close to $20,000 or more that we paid out in premiums this month. That's crazy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is so great to hear, considering what the last few years have been.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
Let's not talk about those years.
This is good. So you're going to be back on Friday talking emergency management. We can talk a little bit more about river levels and the weather and things like that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Recycling. And again, another great campaign here in the month of April. And kind of putting that to rest, it is 8:29 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Comdell Innovation is seeking individuals for summer and full-time production for a variety of shifts. Work for an employee-owned company, clean, climate-controlled, and who cares about the environment, with ISO certifications. Starting wage is $14.50 an hour for day shift and 12-hour or afternoon shifts at $15.50 an hour, with $1.50 for afternoon shift and $3 an hour working nights, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Seeking shift maintenance and tool die makers. Pay based on experience. Benefits available within 90 days of hire. Apply today at Comdell Innovation or online at comdellinnovation.com.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, 34 degrees. It is Monday, May 2nd, from the North Dakota Soybean Council News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. A gas leak was determined to be the cause of a home explosion that killed one woman in Le Sueur County in February. Kaylee Lynn Mach, 20, was house-sitting for the owners of the Le Center house that exploded on the evening of February 26th. Testing by the sheriff's office revealed a leak in a gas line to the home allowed gas to leak into the ground and basement foundation and eventually into the basement where it ignited. Investigators learned that the owner of the home and his family were out of town, but Mach was staying there to take care of the home and the dogs. Her body was found in the basement. The home was reduced to a burned hole in the ground with debris scattered for hundreds of feet. Minnesota State Senator Michelle Benson suspended her campaign for governor on Friday. Benson also said in a statement that she will not seek re-election for her Senate seat. The 53-year-old from Ham Lake has been in the state Senate since 2010. She currently chairs the Human Services Licensing Policy Committee. Benson's statement said she looks forward to selecting the right candidate for Republicans to get behind and defeat Governor Tim Walz in the fall. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Governor Tim Walz signed a bill late Friday to refill the state's unemployment insurance fund and said COVID hero bonuses to over 600,000 frontline workers. Both chambers of the Minnesota legislature pushed the bill through, giving bonuses to workers who were on the front lines during the COVID-19 pandemic and to replenish the state's unemployment insurance trust fund following months of negotiations. Legislative leaders struck a deal late Wednesday following months of negotiations. The final proposal includes $2.7 billion to refill the trust fund and $500 million in bonuses of about $750 each for people whose jobs were deemed essential and who worked in person. Lawmakers hope to get the bill passed and signed by Governor Walz before a Saturday due date for employers who received higher tax bills. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information anytime, go to our website, KBMWnews.com. Morning weather is brought to you this hour by Three Bean Coffee Company.
Hi, this is TJ from Three Bean Coffee Company, your new go-to coffee shop in Wahpeton. We have a wide variety of coffee and non-coffee drinks that includes our monthly drink specials and our patent-pending Three Bean Bellini. Three Bean Coffee also has a great food menu. Order one of our flatbread pizzas, breakfast burritos, sandwiches, salads, wraps, and all made to order. Download and order on the Three Bean Coffee app or at threebeancoffee.com. You can also get deals text to you by texting J-O-I-N to 844-220-1880. Three Bean Coffee Company, make us a part of your day.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning. Meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Monday morning regional weather roundup. And we start the month of May cloudy and cool, same way April finished up. The good news is didn't rain yesterday, not going to rain today, tomorrow, the rest of this week. That should put a cap on river crest forecasts, but the soil remains soggy. Anxiety remains high. The temperatures are going up, though. Most mornings the first half of this week will be down to the 30s to start, second half of the week in the 40s. Afternoons, though, warming to the 50s and 60s by the end of the week for a dry week ahead. A dry and warming week. But it does look like Mother's Day rain. For now, though, if you're fighting high water, take heart. In most cases, humans are winning against Mother Nature. Today, not going to dry out much, but the rest of this week, sunshine, blue sky, warming temperatures into the 60s by the end of the week. Today, though, a sunless high in the 40s. We're checking that forecast right after this on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save.